Sister Carlotta was a recruiter for the International Fleet's training program for children. It had caused a lot of criticism in her order, and finally she won the right to do it by pointedly mentioning the Earth Defense Treaty, which was a veiled threat. If she reported the order for obstructing her work on behalf of the IF, the order could lose its tax-exempt and draft-exempt status. She knew, however, that when the war ended and the treaty expired, she would no doubt be a nun in search of a home, for there would be no place for her among the Sisters of St. Nicholas. But her mission in life, she knew, was to care for little children, and the way she saw it, if the buggers won the next round of the war, all the little children of the earth would die. Surely God did not mean that to happen, but in her judgment at least, God did not want his servants to sit around waiting for God to work miracles to save them. He wanted his servants to labor as best they could to bring about righteousness. So it was her business, as a sister of St. Nicholas, to use her training in child development in order to serve the war effort. As long as the IF thought it worthwhile to recruit extraordinarily gifted children to train them for command roles in the battles to come, then she would help them by finding the children that would otherwise be overlooked. They would never pay anyone to do something as fruitless as scouring the filthy streets of every overcrowded city in the world, searching among the malnourished, savage children who begged and stole and starved there, for the chance of finding a child with the intelligence and ability and character to make a go of it in battle school was remote. To God, however, all things were possible. Did he not say that the weak would be made strong, and the strong weak? Was Jesus not born to a humble carpenter and his bride in the country province of Galilee? The brilliance of children born to privilege and bounty, or even to bare sufficiency, would hardly show forth the miraculous power of God. And it was the miracle she was searching for. God had made humankind in his own image. Male and female, he created them. No buggers from another planet were going to blow down what God had created. Over the years, though, her enthusiasm, if not her faith, had flagged a little. Not one child had done better than a marginal success on the tests. Those children were indeed taken from the streets and trained, but it wasn't battle school. They weren't on the course that might lead them to save the world. So she began to think that her real work was a different kind of miracle. Giving the children hope, finding even a few to be lifted out of the morass, to be given special attention by the local authorities. She made it a point to indicate the most promising children and then follow up on them with email to the authorities. Some of her early successes had already graduated from college. They said they owed their lives to Sister Carlotta, but she knew they owed their lives to God. Then came the call from Helga Brown in Rotterdam, telling her of certain changes in the children who came to her charity kitchen. Civilization, she had called it. The children, all by themselves, were becoming civilized. Sister Carlotta came at once to see a thing which sounded like a miracle. And indeed, when she beheld it with her own eyes, she could hardly believe it. The line for breakfast was now flooded with little children. Instead of the bigger ones shoving them out of the way or intimidating them into not even bothering to try, they were shepherding them, protecting them, making sure each got his share. Helga had panicked at first, fearful that she would run out of food. But she found that when potential benefactors saw how these children were acting, donations increased. There was always plenty now, not to mention an increase in volunteers helping. "I was at the point of despair," she told Sister Carlotta. on the day when they told me that a truck had hit one of the boys and broken his ribs. Of course, it was a lie, but there he lay, right in the line. They didn't even try to conceal him from me. I was going to give up. I was going to leave the children to God and move in with my oldest boy in Frankfurt, where the government is not required by treaty to admit every refugee from any part of the globe. I'm glad you didn't, said Sister Carlotta. You can't leave them to God when God has left them to us. Well, that's the funny thing. Perhaps that fight in the line woke up these children to the horror of the life they were living. For that very day, one of the big boys, but the weakest of them, with a bad leg, they call him Achille. Well, I suppose I gave him the name years ago because Achilles had a weak heel, you know. Achille, anyway. He showed up in the line with a group of little children. He as much as asked me for protection, warning me that what happened to that poor boy with the broken ribs, he was the one I called Ulysses, because he wanders from kitchen to kitchen. He's still in hospital. His ribs were completely smashed in. Can you believe the brutality? Achille, anyway, he warned me that the same thing might happen to his little ones.